Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Don't Worry About Tomorrow. Most of the things we worry about deal with issues in the future. Most of the things we worry about are beyond our control. Jesus not only tells us how to deal with the issue of worry, but also to take one day at a time. He says in Matthew 6:34, Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. By way of review, verse 25, Therefore, consistent with the admonition to focus on things above, don't worry about the necessities of life. Verse 31, Therefore, in light of the reality of God's care, don't worry about the necessities of life. Verse 34, Therefore, in view of the fact that God knows your needs and has promised to provide if you seek Him first, take one day at a time. Verse 34 is stated in the style of a proverb. Jesus says not to worry about tomorrow. This is now the third time in this section that Jesus has said, do not worry, as seen in verses 25, 31, and 34. He has clearly made this point. And the focus here is not to worry about tomorrow. And doesn't this really hit us right where we live? Most of us, most of the time, what we worry about involves the future. We worry about what's going to happen, and the mind has the tendency to think the worst. Don't worry and fret about what tomorrow may bring. Just take one day at a time. Isn't that good of God to give us just one day at a time with which to deal? And this teaches us that God's grace is dispensed as daily grace. He gives us grace day by day. He doesn't give us a month's worth of grace for today, but rather just enough for today, for this day. James says, if we don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow, why would we worry? Stop fretting and being all worried about tomorrow. Just focus on today. Just take one day at a time. This is great wisdom to live by. Can you trust God for your eternality? Can you trust Him for tomorrow? Yes, of course. So just do as He says and deal with today and leave tomorrow for tomorrow. Now again, Jesus is dealing with worry. As we study the whole counsel of God, there's a place for planning. Paul made travel plans, and in that sense, he was thinking about tomorrow. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In this, Jesus recognizes that we will have troubles. Jesus didn't promise a trouble-free experience. Rather, he tells us to deal with the troubles of life one day at a time. Don't borrow from tomorrow's trouble, should there even be a tomorrow. That is too much. Just deal with today's issues today. Leave tomorrow to tomorrow. D.A. Carson said, quote, He is implicitly teaching that even for His disciples, today's grace is sufficient only for today and should not be wasted on tomorrow. If tomorrow does bring new trouble, there will be new grace to meet it. End of quote. They do studies on everything, but I have read about studies where they found that a high percentage of people who worry about things that never comes to pass. Here they spent all this time worrying about something that turns out to be a total non-issue. That's folly. It's counterproductive. Warren Wiersbe says, quote, Someone has said that the average person is crucifying himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. It is right to plan for the future and even to save for the future, but it is sin to worry about the future and permit tomorrow to rob today of its blessings. End of quote. Warren Wiersbe. If you spend more time listening to the news than you do listening to God, you're probably going to be full of worry. Turn off the news. Turn on to God. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 6. Let me summarize. Don't worry. Your Father God providentially cares for birds and flowers, and you, are much more valuable to him than they are. Worry can't bring about any positive changes. Worry shows a lack of faith. God knows what you need. Seek God first, and he will take care of your needs. Take one day at a time. The Bible says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. That is spiritually and mentally healthy. Right after telling us not to worry about anything, but instead to pray about everything. Right after that, in the immediate context, Paul said this, Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. A Christian lady called herself a professional worrier. One day, she was facing a medical test that caused her to be frantic with fear. She decided that during the test, she would focus on the first five words of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." She testified to what a calming effect that was. Worry is thinking about a problem over and over in your mind to the point where it consumes you. If you know how to worry, you already know how to meditate. You're just meditating on the wrong thing. God wants us to meditate on Him and His Word. Ruth Graham said, quote, quit studying the problems and start studying the promises. Focus on God. Pray and set your mind on things above. Keep the focus. The Lord is my shepherd. God is bigger than all our worries. We can trust Him with everything. Will God help us to do it? This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.